Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Timothy Apple. The New Testament reading for today is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, He gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about Him, and cried out, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me ranks before me, because He was before me. For from His fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. God, the only Son, who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many Christmases have you celebrated? You can buy your child a shirt that says, Baby's First Christmas, but you probably won't find the shirt for Christmas number 31, or Christmas number 57, or Christmas number 72. Firsts are always exciting. But once we get past that, excitement often wanes. When it comes to birthdays, seconds and thirds and fourths and fifths and sixths and so on stay fun for children. But by the time we adults reach our 41sts or 69ths or 83rds, well, sometimes repetition rubs luster away. That's a danger when it comes to the things of God. Our sinful nature always leans toward boredom with God's Word, and the devil pulls us in that same direction. The text from John 1 is the gospel reading for Christmas Day. And hearing it again now, what do we think? We already know that story. We know about Bethlehem and the shepherds and the angels. We know about Mary and Joseph and the baby and the swaddling clothes and the manger. What's left for a pastor to say? What's left for a Christian to hear? The yearly routine can make even Christmas just another ho-hum day. The opening verses of the gospel, according to St. John, cure us of any boredom or indifference we might feel toward the things of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The evangelist takes us back to the beginning. The Word by which God created all things was not only with God, but that Word is God. This Word who is God is light. This Word who is God is life. And now in Jesus, this Word who is God has a body. This Word who is God is now a man. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. There is wonder and peace and joy in those words, no matter how many times you hear them. The child laid in the feeding trough for animals is the Word who created all animals. The child wrapped in swaddling clothes is the Creator who wrapped the earth with air and water and land. The child who cries in weakness is the God who has almighty power. The child who now lives among sinners is the Holy One who has come to die for sinners. That is the truth of Christmas, and it never gets old or tired or boring. St. John says it like this, From His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. With Jesus, there is always grace, and with his grace, there is always more. Jesus is the living water, whose well always flows anew. Jesus is the bread of life who never spoils. Jesus is the living vine whose sap never dries. No matter how many times you come to Jesus, you will never exhaust his gifts. No matter how many Christmases you celebrate, you will never run out of the joy that comes from the Word who became flesh to save you. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. With Jesus, there is always more grace. Jesus brought his grace by his birth in the flesh, so that he is like you in every way except without sin. Jesus brought his grace by his baptism in the Jordan River, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus brought his grace by his death on the cross to earn your forgiveness. Jesus brought his grace by his resurrection that promises you eternal life. Jesus brought his grace by his ascension to reign as your king. From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. With Jesus, there is always more grace. Jesus brings his grace in his baptismal washing of water and word. Jesus brings his grace in the holy absolution spoken to you by your pastor. Jesus brings his grace in his holy scriptures read and preached to you. Jesus brings his grace in his body and his blood that he gives you at his altar. Jesus' grace overflows through these gifts now until he comes again in glory, when we will see with our eyes that the grace of Jesus has no end. With Jesus, there is always more grace. No matter how many years you live, no matter how many Christmases you celebrate, God always has more grace, more gifts, more joy for you in Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who governs all things in heaven and on earth, mercifully hear the prayers of your people, and grant us your peace through all our days. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.